There you go.
Can you see me all right?
I can. Can you see me okay?
I can.
Yay.
I look awful.
You do, but it's okay.
Is this embarrassing? Yes. Is it awkward? Yes.
No, bitch, it wasn't awkward until you made it awkward by saying awkward.
Ladies and gentlemen,
awkward.
Please. Social podcast. Podcast.
Blam. Okay, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Awkwardly Social Podcast. My name is Jose Chavez. Thank you so much for downloading this episode, which took a lot of hard work and love to make happen. I'm currently doing a Zoom conference with Ariel Washington. Ariel, how you doing?
I'm well, Jose. How are you?
Doing very well. Ariel just got back from a hike, so she was setting up her equipment, and it's a learning curve. It's new to you. It's a whole
thing. It's not the Zoom. It's that the equipment wasn't working. Like, tell them that part too.
Oh yeah, no. It's the equipment was failing her, and I was judging her on all fronts. I was like, you know what? Shame on you, technology. It escapes you. Here, let me come over and take care of it like a man, you know?
He literally said, "Why were you even born?" And I was like, "That's aggressive."
You know what? But it's accurate. I mean, I'm like, Jesus. Like,
why was I born?
I'm like, if you're going to exist, could you do something, please?
If you think about it, like, none of us asked to be here.
That's true. I mean, you don't. That's one of the
things.
And
then they tell us we have all these responsibilities.
I know. My cousin posted this photo of her kid sleeping, her like toddler, and she commented with, "Must be nice." I was like, yeah, that's true. I'm like, I hate all toddlers right now.
Yeah.
Oh man.
No worries, no bills.
I know. It's crazy. I mean, it's great that we don't have bills right now. I mean, that we don't have bills, that they don't have bills right now. But every now and then I want to look at them and I'm like, I wonder what it'd be like if you taught a toddler how to pay bills, like at least like organized bill pay. What kind of person would they be? Like, would they be miserable? Would they look old at a young age?
Probably. They'd probably hate you.
Yeah.
Make a lot of money and then like ignore you for the rest of their life.
That would be, yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's I would say that's the one thing that parents kind of like teach you or take the time, like they're like, I don't want to punish you, but at the same time I don't want to suffer alone, so look, it here's the Time Warner cable bill.
I feel like there's a lot of hazing and parenting that's like, I had to go through it. And it's like, no, you're supposed to break the chain.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's our predecessors were, they're laughing the first time we called them and said, my check bounced. What do I do?
Yeah.
Like every time parents were the original Google.
Yeah, but your parents are also like, yeah, when I was your age, I had to do this and this and this. It's like, yeah, that was fucked up though. So why do you want me to do it too?
I'm like, it's exactly. It's not my fault you made bad choices.
It's not my fault the world was fucked up, but you made it better. Like, let us benefit from that.
Yeah, my mom would always say this. She'd be like, you know, I owned a house at 28, had to raise four children, had a car, a mortgage. Was able to take you guys to school, keep you guys fed and clothed, and you're
and everything cost $15
back then. Yeah, exactly. And then she goes, and you hit me up today for $100. I'm like, Mom, I appreciate the lecture, but I kind of need to, you know, not lose my car right now. So if you can help me out, that'd be great.
If you can, let me know so I can like hang up and call someone who can.
Exactly. Bye. That's why we all have that one rich friend. That one, like that one person we're gonna take advantage of, Entourage style. Like I want.
Oh shit!
What, Entourage?
No, I forgot. I have my roommate's keys in my bag.
Oh shit! Is your roommate locked out?
No, he's just like, "Do you have my keys?" And I was like, "Yeah, I do have your keys because I'm a stoner and that's what I do."
Yeah. So we are recording this. We're recording this via Zoom.
Hold on.
All right.
Quick commercial break. All right, sorry.
So it's okay. Ariel is walking away real quick. While she's doing that, I'm going to do a quick plug for my new podcast that is premiering this June. We are currently in June. But with everything that's been going on, I thought it would be a little rude to do any kind of plugging or promoting, so I held off on doing any kind
Stop
of recording.
Stop talking shit.
I wasn't Stop. Talking shit. I was talking about my new podcast that I'm going to be recording and premiering next week. Yeah, so it's called For Support.
Called Jose Press... Talking Shit.
Yeah, Jose Talking Shit. And I just, what I do is I go through a phone book and I just talk shit about everyone that's on there. I'm like, Aaron Nardvark, fuck that guy. Yeah. No, so I have a podcast. It's called For Support, Press 1. If you guys want to call, oh, I forgot. See, like, this would have been a great time to remember the phone number. It's a phone number people can call to talk shit about customers when they do customer service. And
you don't have it written down?
You know what? I do have it. Give me one second. So here's the phone number you guys are going to want to call. It's a it goes straight to me. It goes straight to voicemail, so you don't have to worry about it going to anyone else other than me. The phone number is 818-697-0050. So what you do is you leave a message saying, here's my nightmare story of the shitty customer I had to deal with. And if you want to be included in the podcast and have me either read a transcript or you want me to call you so you can retell the story, again, call the number 818-697-0050. And there you go. And now we're back. That was a fun little commercial break that we did there just now.
Oh, do you see who's back there?
No. Oh, I do. Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was so excited about that.
He's always watching.
Yeah. Well, why don't you tell the listeners what you're talking about?
Well, for my birthday, Jose got me this. Why don't I just grab it?
Okay, go for it.
It can't be explained. It has to be shown.
Well, I mean, here.
Don't pass.
What's that?
I'm wearing jorts.
You're wearing jorts? Hold on. If you don't mind, I'm going to do video real quick so we can, for dexterity for the listeners.
Or do look at my ass.
Okay. All right. So Ariel's currently showing the GIF. Why don't you go ahead and describe it to everybody?
So everyone who knows me knows that I love this man.
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum, and I wanted one of these pillows. And I think I saw this like years ago online. I was like, hey, friends, you know what to do, like as a joke. And on this birthday, I get this in the mail from yours truly,
yeah,
Jose Chavez.
Yeah, I was.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I was like, you know what? I ordered that a week before your birthday, hoping it would get there on time, and it didn't. But I was like, you know what? It seems worth it. Did it come with the silver side up so you were surprised by what it was?
Yes. But as soon as I saw the sequins and what it like looked like, I knew exactly what it was.
Oh, okay.
Because I remembered mentioning it.
See?
So I was like, oh, shit, no. This can't be it. And then it was. And I was like, it is it.
See, I wanted to have a video, like a reaction video kind of thing to when you saw it.
But then Corona.
And I was like, oh, I wanted to see that. I don't know what it is. I've become a really good gift giver over the last few years.
Oh, I'm an amazing gift giver.
Okay.
Amazing. All right. No, it's an art.
Okay. You're telling me like I don't know that.
I know you know.
All right.
Fucking my life. Get it together, Ariel.
Right?
I guess I stop smoking weed so much.
Okay. Did you just bring out a what is that? Okay, so she's
coming. Everything in my life is literally dying. Like...
Oh, wait, is the laptop that you're recording on dying?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine if we were in the middle of this very emotional, like, and that's when I finally realized the clarity that I've been looking for in my life, and then the video ends right there.
That would've been... I realized because of click.
Yeah. Jose, I just want to say that if it wasn't for you, I would click, and then, you know, I'm like, what?
Yeah, I would have still had, like, 30 minutes, but still.
Yeah, but still.
But, it was unacceptable.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I apologize
to the listeners.
You don't have to apologize to them. Give me one moment. I
wonder. All right,
I
can... fuck them.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying not to apologize.
I'm hot and cold, man. You gotta. I don't do middle ground.
Let's see. I am trying to do this. I'm trying to set it up so that I'm recording video right now. But You see, hold on, let's go to Ariel being all, there you go. Oh, look at that. Look at that. She's wearing that purple rope on her hair. And then a cool shirt that looks like a poster.
Reefer Madness. Have you ever seen that movie?
Reefer Madness? No. Is that the one that's supposed to be like an educational video or like scaring you away from the pot?
Yeah, and it's like old timey and it's mad racist. Basically, they're like, if you smoke weed, your kids are gonna listen to jazz and hang out with black people.
Is that what happened? Is that what is the only reason you and I are hanging out is because one time I heard some jazz while I consumed an edible. It was after
you smoked weed. You didn't hear that. You didn't even like that jazz until you smoked weed.
You know what? You're right. As soon as I smoked that weed, I was like, skibbity bee bop. You know, I just.
You were like, scat, scat of that.
Scat of that. Then, you know.
You just started hitting the drum.
No. I got really annoyed when I would hear rap music that didn't have like a trumpet section. You know, I was like, no. Where'd you go? Yeah. Did this just turn into Ariel After Dark? Like, it's just the silhouette.
My whole life is like
falling apart.
Now, how is your ring light going for you?
It's going good. Is those of you that are watching right now, I'm using a ring light for the first time that shows proper lighting on me. Because every time I do a video, I never look well lit and I always come off kind of not great. So this ring light's really allowing me to shine, I guess you could say. And plus it showcases.
Both of mine are like being weird.
Oh, is that what happened
after
there?
After a while. Yeah. Oh, so yeah. It's dying.
Oh, you have two ring lights on you.
Yeah, both of them have died.
Let me light the background a little bit. There you go. That looks a lot better. I don't know if you guys could see this. I put these posters up recently of Back to the Future, Star Wars. I already had that Civil War poster for Marvel. Ariel, how old are you? Which is a very appropriate thing to ask. Did you go? If you're watching this and you see me trying to push a button and then doing this, that means that I've lost Ariel, I guess, at some point. Participants. Now she's there. Oh, I think her video died or something died. We'll see. She'll come back when she comes back. But this is... Hold on, let me clear that. There you go. Let's give Ariel a call. Let's give Ariel a call and see how it's going on her. All right, let's see what happened.
Hey, it's Ariel. Sorry I missed you, but just leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Let's leave her a voicemail.
At the tone,
oh,
there please she record
is.
Your message.
Oh, man. When you're right. I was about to leave you a voicemail on the podcast, which I thought would have been hilarious. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, you know what? You sound better this way than you do the other way. Oh, my goodness.
That's because it's a new almost $1,000 phone. It better sound this good. I'm wondering why my computer can't get on board.
I don't know. It's no worries. Hold on. Let me end the Zoom so we can just finish it this way if it's doing an update and all that. It's okay. All right. We don't need to be able to see each other. That's fine. Let's see here. End meeting for all? Yes, of course. Why would I stay in the meeting by myself? And meeting for my what the crap was that? Was that a sneeze?
Yeah.
That sounded...
What did it sound like?
I don't know. It sounded like a sneeze, but it sounded like a fake Chilly Willy the Penguin sneeze. It did not...
What's Chilly Willy the Penguin?
Who's that? Oh, my God. Woody Woodpecker? Chilly Willy the Penguin?
Who's Chilly Willy? I know Woody Woodpecker. Who's Chilly Willy the Penguin?
Oh, my gosh.
Is this a real person, a thing, a character?
It is. Give me a moment. Hold on a second. Since we're not going to be doing
Since I'm going to use my computer for like this.
What's that?
This is really a thing. I just put in Chili and it came up with Willy.
Yes, Chili Willy the Penguin. It's a real thing. It's not something I made up.
Last appearance was in Woody Woodpecker. He looks familiar.
Chili Willy the Penguin. Ha.
That is not his song, is it?
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
Stop.
That is his song. Look it up. You don't have to right now, but you can.
Wow.
That is what your sneeze sounded like just now.
Wow.
1,000,000%.
So offended.
That is what you sounded like right now. It sounded like, you know, when someone tries to act really tough, like a cart, like an exaggerated, like, I'm badass. And then when they sneeze, it's a little like, like that. That's what you sounded like just now.
Wait, are you saying I try to act tough and I have a whack ass sneeze?
Yes, 1,000,000%. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying that you are, like, you're a real badass. You truly are. But when it comes to your sneeze, it is a, like, punk ass sneeze.
Fuck you. My sneeze is mad intimidating.
Not true. If your sneeze was a person, I would shove it into a locker.
Like, what does your sneeze sound like?
You know what? I can't say, but I have, you know what? My sneezes sound like a regular sneeze, but my...
Are you like one of like, oh, bleh!
Kind of, but my cough is very delicate.
Are you like...
Yeah, whenever I would cough at my old job, my coworker would always go, merman. He would make fun of me Zoolander style, and I was just like, you fucking asshole.
That's so funny. I love that, dude.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, no, my brother used to tell me to sneeze like an adult.
Yeah, you sneeze... I'm telling you, it sounded like you were working on an impersonation of a tiny, like, woodland creature that talks.
Listen, sir.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna need you to tone it down.
I need you to man it the fuck up. Like, that was a cartoon infant's sneeze.
It was not.
Like, do you do voices on Rugrats? Like, is that what that was?
I wish I was pulling in that money. Fuck out of here.
Oh, my God. Imagine that.
I'd be like, hey, mister, my name's Julia. Oh,
God. I fucking hate when you do that voice. imagine if you had, like, cocaine parties with, like, so many drugs and hookers and all that, and you were, like, the voice of one of the characters on Rugrats. Like, you would be like...
Oh, my God. I remember.
Yeah, that's disturbing. Please stop it.
I should do that voice for something though, right?
You should. That voice will be in a cartoon someday. I wouldn't waste it creepily on this podcast, because then people will like be like,
I think maybe you're wrong.
Okay, so this episode's over. Be sure to listen.
For Liz, the one that pisses her off, my best friend, you guys, just because I think we've mentioned her. I feel like I mention her every day.
You did mention this story once. I think you were making fun of her. Is it the one where you make fun of her boyfriend or some shit?
No.
Oh.
I don't make fun of her boyfriend. We make fun of her boyfriend.
Okay.
First of all. Don't make me sound like the mean best friend. I am engaging in the trio's shenanigans.
Okay. Devil's Triangle, whatever.
There's a voice I do that gets under Liz's skin, and it's like the Valley Girl, like ditzy one.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is about it, but she's just like, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, please shut up for the end of time. But I'm like, oh my God.
That specific voice, I'm surprised, because I grew up in the Valley and I never really heard that voice. I never really heard it. And the one instance that I can think of, aside from like on television shows and stuff, is I had an aunt who was very much like, she was so not in denial about being Hispanic, but she was ashamed of poverty. And she kind of would play that up a little bit. And so she would talk that way until maybe 20. So now when you hear her, she sounds super Floridian because she's been living in Florida for like the last 20 years. But as a kid, she would talk very Valley. And now when she's in Florida, she talks like stop that right now. Like, she talks at very nasally. Like, she transitioned from one extreme to another.
Stop. Oh, my God. Like, seriously, if he even talks to me like one more time, I swear to God, I'm going to lose my fucking shit.
Why? I mean, neither one of you are from LA. I don't know why that voice would bother her so as much as it does.
I don't know why. It just like it's the one that she's like, stop. For the love of God, Ariel, stop.
We all have that one thing that just triggers somebody in our life. Like, we all have that one, like, annoying trait that we, like, fuck around with that we can't help but annoy somebody. Once you find out when you love somebody, when you truly love somebody, and you find out something about them that that really gets under their skin, you will not stop doing that thing. You will always do that thing.
Oh, yeah. It's like, thanks for the information, best friend.
Exactly.
What's up, Aaron?
It's like, oh, cool, you're bothered by this thing? Well, hey, I'm going to bring it up any opportunity I get. What's that? I'm doing the best man speech at your wedding. Buddy, yeah, I would want, I mean, I'm already kind of annoying to begin with. I mean, you are not a fan of my puns, even though I think.
I'm not.
And even though I think they're punderful, you don't like them.
I'm not a fan, no.
No, and yet I do them. We did Ariel did an Instagram live while she was making soap, and I think I was annoying you with them then.
Yep, yeah. You were. That is something that happened.
Yeah, I'm adorable that way. I was very.
He's a great friend.
Yeah, a great / annoying friend. That's always what I aim for. I'm always.
It's the great part that matters. Like, everything else, you know?
Yeah.
But if you're a good friend, that's worth its weight in gold, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I appreciate that.
Unless you're, like, a fucking rapist or murderer, then being a good friend does not change that, like, you're terrible.
I mean,
you know, maybe no, I'm going to walk that back. No, being just a good friend, you're a great person and a good friend. How's that?
I appreciate that. I like the, I mean, I understand the contingencies because you never know who is going to surprise you with being a fucking awful human being.
Exactly. And I heard it after I said, and I was like, nah, being a good friend isn't the only thing that matters.
Yeah,
sometimes you just gotta not be a douchebag either.
Yeah, I don't worry about this too much because I don't really say anything, not necessarily controversial, but I don't say anything disturbingly gross or anything like that. I'm not that kind of person. But I you know, like, sometimes I worry. Like, I was thinking about this just recently. So one of the shows I watch is on the show The Flash, and one of these secondary characters that got introduced over the last couple years, the actor just got fired for having somewhat offensive tweets. I say somewhat because some of them, I read them, I was like, okay, that's easily just a bad joke that wasn't delivered well. And then one of them, the very last one, I was like, okay, that's just flat out offensive. Like, you can't defend that one. You can't defend using the F word when it comes to gay people. So it was surprising and disappointing, clearly. But it's like, you know, at the same time, I look at it, I'm like, yeah, I didn't think of him in that light, but I can kind of see it now. Like, he has a look.
Who was it?
I forget what the actor's name was, but he played. He played a popular DC character called I'm already forgetting his name. Elastic Man or something like that.
Elastic Man.
Yeah, essentially like the DC.
Oh, was it on one of those CW? Like,
exactly. And then he got fired. So the show ended. The season ended like 5 or 6 episodes early because of COVID. So they were obviously going to pick up on those storylines when they came back. They had just introduced the character's comic book character or spouse, partner. And these tweets came out, you know, during the COVID, and they announced.
Wait, what's the character's name?
Jesus, hold on a second. I know it's Dibny, but I'm trying to remember his superhero name. That's which is surprising that I remember his human name, but not his hero alias.
Okay, I got it.
Oh, you looked it up already?
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Well, here I'll look it up just for the sake of people that are listening to the podcast.
I thought you were trying not to say it.
No. It's not that. I was just trying. I couldn't remember the guy's.
Hartley Sawyer.
There you go. Yeah. So that guy got in trouble for.
Yeah, man. So did Drew Brees this week.
Yeah. imagine that fucking, imagine having such a good thing going for you. Your career is finally taken off. And then the one joke that you said to try to be funny or edgy really fucking comes back to bite you in the ass. Like it's.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Bad time.
Definitely a bad time. I mean, I'm not. I mean, I'm all for the what's that term, cancel culture? Like I'm all for that. But I've seen.
But I think it's sometimes a little bit like, you know what I mean? Like
you'll see or hear much
worse. It overreaches sometimes.
Yeah. Certain things are a little bit like no, we've dealt with and forgiven much worse. We shouldn't dismiss this. But this shouldn't be the end all. And his tweets, yes, stupid. I would say an apology fucking thing going on would be fine. Although he did say a couple of things that suggested that he might be just a wee bit racist. I don't know.
He's probably super racist. Like, I feel like and this is going to be a crazy thing for me to say. Uh-huh. I feel like sometimes we're conditioned to feel bad for them.
For racists?
No, like people that are like having a hard time. You know what I mean? It's like we are conditioned to be like, oh, he's so sad. Don't beat up on him. But then we forget what they do and why they're being like shunned.
Yeah.
But I think it's like people's natural reaction to be like, oh, poor baby. And especially with like white dudes.
You know,
like the whole world, like, oh.
Yeah. Especially if they just have that, like, aw shucks look, like a sad puppy dog kind of look.
Yeah. It's the same thing they did with Ryan Lochte. They were like, he's just a young kid. I was like, that dude is fucking 32.
I don't know who Ryan Lochte is.
He was the swimmer from the Olympics that got in trouble in Brazil and then dipped out on a plane even though he was wanted and left his friends there to deal with the problems.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Didn't he, like, commit some kind of crime or some shit?
Yeah, and then people were like, oh, this girl didn't, you know, put her hand on, you know, like, this teenage girl didn't put her hand over her heart during the anthem. She's ashamed to America. Meanwhile, this dude's committing fucking crimes, wanted,
and
flees the country. And they're like, well, he's just a young kid. I was like, he's 32.
Yeah,
he was 32 at the time. I was like, what are you talking about? He's not a kid. He was older than me at the time.
There's always a boys will be boys kind of response to certain looking people. If you look young for your age, people tend to be way more forgiving. And that's one of the things that, like...
But he looked 32.
He looked 32? Oh, I don't know.
He's a grown-ass man. He does not look like a kid.
Well, the reason I was thinking he might look young is because of the fact that I'm like, I picture... somebody who their life is swimming to just look young as hell. Cause like, oh, your life is kind of stress-free, I bet. Like that's what I was thinking, but I guess I was wrong about that.
Nah, dude looks like he's a grown man. He's been swimming as long as Michael Phelps' ass. Like they came up together.
Gotcha. Yeah, that dude definitely.
He's a full grown man that people have watched for multiple Olympics, and everyone knows how many years are between them.
Well, if he was 32 then, that means that dude's almost 40 now, and there's definitely no excusing that kind of behavior. You're right about that. I think that like,
poor baby. Mm-hmm. Fuck that, dude.
I have that issue with when I don't watch that 70s show anymore. Like I'm boycotting it.
I remember you talking about this.
Yeah, and it's the same thing where it stinks. I don't mind losing my heroes, but it always sort of disappoints me in a way of like, not like I can't believe I gave this guy all this time, but there's this issue of like, you know, I can't appreciate this music. I know you and I have talked about how you can separate the artist from the art. I just can't. I try as I might, I just can't do it. It's so hard for me.
Yeah, I get it. Like, there are certain things that I can't listen to because it puts a taste in my stomach, but I understand if people can. Then there are other things that, like, I feel like I shouldn't be able to listen to or watch, and then I'm like, I still love this piece of art. Like Seven, I love that movie. Like, that's going to be a hard movie for me to never watch again, you know?
Yeah. I was going on Instagram earlier today and I saw this. There's this artist who does these amazing CG renderings of people that looks like you can tell that it's if you weren't paying attention, if it was a still photo, you'd be like, oh, that's just a photo of what that dude played Aquaman or whatever, or The Rock. What's his name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so just you're like, oh, these are photos. But then when you see the video of it, it's a 3D rendering of this person that they created from scratch. And then they show you the process of how they do it. And I was like, this guy's fucking amazing. And I'm going through it. I'm watching them all. And I had to stop immediately because one of the ones that he did was a 3D rendering from a film called Seven. And
yeah.
And I was just like, oh, God damn it. And I was very bothered. I was like, oh, man. I was like, I was just starting to like you. And he posted this like December or 2019. I was like, that's way too recent. Like, you had to have like you've made a conscious decision to share this thing or to create this thing too recent. Because I think what's his face's allegations, or at least this stuff that came out that was kind of being proven, was like as far back as 2018, 2017.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it was too recent for me. And then watching films from like the 80s and 90s, someone was talking about, I'm trying to remember what movie it was. Oh, this movie called Stay Tuned. And it's about two parents, they get sucked into the TV world.
I love that movie. It's Jason Ritter and the dude from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I thought no one else had ever seen that film.
No, I definitely saw it. And I was so watching it very
bad.
It's terrible.
So bad.
It doesn't stand the
terrible.
Test of time. The opening credits looks like they're trying to do some kind of like Superman intro.
Not
thing.
To mention, didn't that dude get in trouble for
he
like
did,
sex,
for
kids, sex
kids
stuff?
Pornography?
And no one
yeah.
talks about Ferris Bueller, that movie. You know
no,
what I mean?
Exactly. Well, that dude disappeared. I think he's still in prison. I don't know. Like, I don't know the details about that dude's life. But I was watching.
He died.
Oh, did he?
I don't know.
I
thought he did. Maybe I just killed him in my head.
Maybe he's dead to us. That's what we say. No, but it was very, I was watching this, like, first of all, this movie doesn't stand the test of time. Second of all, this dude looks so disturbing.
No, he's straight up alive.
Oh, is he? Did you pull it up right now?
Yeah, he's still alive. He's 73. Of course he's alive. They always live.
Yeah, so it's a crazy, and that one was, I didn't even think about that part. I forgot that dude was in the film, but the kid is narrating the voiceover quite poorly, and he's talking about, he goes, my dad watches all the great dads. Bill Cosby is the first fucking one he says. I was like, oh my God.
And then the guy who plays a, you know, the devil, the fucking child pornography
guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's very amusing to see. Like, I was like, this is not great. What are you guys doing? It was very, I mean, it was frustrating, but at the same time, kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? What's the word I'm looking for, Ariel? What am I trying to say?
I don't know.
I don't either. It's kind of amusing. So I did this thing recently, plugging this local dispensary kind of thing, and they did this charity thing. And mm-hmm. they're sending me, I responded or I plugged their thing a while back, and they hit me up. They're like, oh, you mentioned this thing or whatever. I'm like, yep. And then they were like, cool, we're going to send you some edibles. I was like, oh, cool.
Look at you.
I know. I was like, I guess I'm going to have to do drugs. I know.
You're getting all those edibles. You're becoming a fiend.
I know. Oh, I used to work.
You're a fiend.
So I would work for a hydroponic company. And then I was there. I didn't know what hydroponics were. And I was like, what? And then they're like, you know what our clients do with this stuff, right? I was like, no. They're like, they grow pot. I was like, oh. Like, I thought they were just grow tomato plants. He's like, yeah, that's code. I was like, oh, I am learning so much. And then they always tell me, like, And the clients would always be like, hey, man, if you ever need anything, don't go bother. He goes, don't hit up a dealer. I got you. And they would always say that to me. And I'd be like, oh, cool, thanks. Not knowing what they were talking about. Not knowing that they were talking about, you know, the pot. And now I'm getting hooked it up with it. So I guess we've been talking about doing a potisode.
Or, yeah, that's how we met you, man. We give you a couple free tastes, you know, get you all into it, and then we're like, hey, you buy it?
Exactly. Oh my
god. It's like a pyramid scheme of weed use.
What if you gotta get three
people to provide for you, and then you don't have to if they get three people underneath them, then they don't have to buy weed anymore.
I had a roommate that befriended his dealer. In order to get free pot, he would hang out with him. You know, like it was a very fake ass friendship for the sake of trying to get free pot. And the dude would bust out a scale and he would bring like a cooler filled with pot. I'm like, dude, if we got busted with this in the fucking early 2000s, we would serve years, decades of our lives would be spent just because you kept letting this guy come over with all of this pot. And I walked into the living room. I was like, I was such a mom or such a parent in that place. I was like, oh no, you got to get out of here. You got to pack all of that up, put it away. I want none of that here, not in this household. And I said, what was the agreement when I moved in? I said, you guys can smoke pot in your rooms. You can't have a drug dealer distributing it from our living room. And I got very like a finger wagging and stern. And then a part of me now is like, oh, you fool. You could have treated that a lot better. But at the same time, I think I probably made the right call because I think that dude ended up catching some heat afterwards. So I probably saved us some jail time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a hero like that.
Well, there you go. You're a hero.
Yo, I'm known. I mean, I don't mean to brag about how brave I am, but I am that thing that I just said.
Brave?
Yes. I didn't forget what I was talking about.
Are you sure?
No. I do that quite often. No. I have goddamn. Sorry, I just turned on the ring light for the first time. I've been sitting in the dark since your call dropped.
Yeah, both my ring lights keep powering out after a certain amount of time.
You know what? It's I think it tells you not to leave it on for more than a certain amount of hours.
I don't. I leave it on for like when I'm recording.
And it also has to do with the amount of power that you're putting through it. I don't know.
It was plugged into my computer, but it was already hot from being plugged into like the wall. So I think maybe it just got like overdone. It's working now.
Hmm. Gotcha. So that's happening. Both Ariel and I got ring lights because we wanted to start doing makeup tutorials together.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to do my eyebrows.
So here's what I'm thinking for the next episode. By then, hopefully, we'll have all the audio technical difficulties out of the way.
We're going to have jelly.
Yeah.
Wrestling with me, and we're going to invite another female to wrestle me. We're going to have... lots of bacon. There's going to be whiskey.
Uh-huh.
And a clown. Not a mime, because mimes are creepy as fuck.
You went a very different route than what I was going to say. I was just going to say we're going to record the next episode with video.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that too.
But I mean, I guess I could just like... imagine if we just like... I go and I buy a bunch of like... Jello packets to try to like make that happen, but I get specifically the kind that has a little diced veggie, just diced fruits in it.
And you're just like, wait, you don't want to do this? I'm like, no, that's weird.
Yeah, you know what? Imagine this for the holidays, like Jello wrestling or whatever it's called, but with fruit, but with fruitcake.
With fruitcake?
Yeah. Like a lot of fruitcake. Like you just fill the thing with fruitcake and then they wrestle in that.
Interesting.
I'm spitballing ideas. You're the one that got the ball rolling. I'm just over here, playing the game.
I had a Halloween costume idea too that what? I figure would piss off a lot of like Confederates fans.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, picture this.
Mm-hmm. I'm there.
Sexy Robert E. Lee, right? Like sexy, like crop top, suit, and shorts and shit, beard and whatever. And they have a collar on attached to a leash being held by like sexy Abraham Lincoln. Both are played by black women.
I mean, it's an idea for sure.
I feel like every Confederate person might explode.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. And I think you should make it happen.
They're like, what is this costume? And I'm like, I'm Robert E. Lee. Mmm, spank me, daddy. I'm the North's bitch. They'd be so mad.
They would be. I think that...
Ooh, or I could just do it by myself and just be sexy Robert E. Lee, but be a black person doing it. And then have like a little, like, be like S&M Robert E. Lee. And then just have like a little sign that says like, the North's bitch.
Yeah. Although I feel like that if it wasn't a porn yet, The South Will Rise feels like it should be a porn.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Like I mean, I don't know. I'm not a porn enthusiast. I read the Bible, but I would say that sounds like a porn that would be on a website, some kind of hub.
Probably. Absolutely.
Yes. I mean, that might take your Halloween costume a bit too far, but it sounds like a good idea.
I mean, all I'm saying is, like, I want to piss off a bunch of Confederate fans.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely, now would be a good time to add insult to injury.
Or I can, like, dress up as a Black Panther, but then have like, one of those, you know, like those costumes where it looks like you're fucking something else?
Yeah.
But it's really just like a doll. And I could just make a doll of Robert E. Lee, and I'm behind it, pegging it.
You know what would be a good you know what would be a good costume?
I just saw the imagery. That's funny.
A good costume idea would actually be like getting one of those inflatable, what are they called? Inflatable dolls. And mm-hmm. doing doing a thing where it looks like you put it up against your crotch and it looks like Hitler is giving you a blowjob or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like a Nazi, like a Nazi skinhead KKK dude or whatever. Oh my God. That would be, we have some ideas here is what it sounds like.
Yeah. I think that like we can make this happen.
I think we should. I think that by the time we do the next episode live, there will be Jell-O wrestling and Nazi blowjobs. I mean, that sounds like a musical, I think. You know, that sounds like an interesting film.
I feel like it is.
Yeah. Imagine casting that. Imagine casting... well, first of all, casting a porn already sounds fucking hilarious. But imagine casting a porn, specifically one that insults racists.
Yeah. If it just makes all their heroes little bitches.
Although I feel like the number one downloaders for interracial porn is definitely racists.
The what?
The interracial porn. I feel like it's definitely a bunch of racists that are the ones that are downloading that. They're the ones who are subscribing.
For sure.
It seems, I don't know. I think that's their version of kick me in the balls or whatever the hell people are into, like those kind of like physical pain kinks, which doesn't make sense to me. But I wouldn't be surprised if that was like a thing. I mean, it's just in the same way where like closeted men or like super religious Bible thumping dudes who are anti-gay always end up being the ones who, you know, who get caught with a male prostitute or whatever the fuck.
Oh yeah, they're always the ones. Whenever there's a dude that's yelling so loud, like this is unacceptable, I'm like, oh man, just come out, dude.
Yeah, it's
just tell us, like we're fine.
Yeah,
we can handle it.
It's honestly, even in my, within my own family, the biggest closeted cases were always the ones that came out super late in life. But very, it's, I had a cousin who came out of the closet, and his one of our other, he gave our other cousin a speech being like, oh, you're not gonna you know, like, you don't have to be gay. I chose not to be gay, and it's pretty easy to do. You just choose not to be. It's like, I don't think you understand how that works, bud. Now, when he came out of the closet, was very like, I love him, I support him, but God damn it, if it wasn't a fucking show. It was a big, like, it was a long Facebook post that I really, truly wanted to. I fought, and I did, I'm proud of myself for not doing this. I'll say that much. I was proud of myself for not being like, duh, or some shit as a comment. You know, like, what else is new? Like, no shit, a fucking doy. Like, these are all things I wanted to say, but I was like, you know what? He got there, that's what matters. I don't want to give him shit for being like, yeah, you kind of made shit difficult for those of us that were out. I say that like I myself was out, but no, my cousins. Yeah.
Your mom looked at you like, Jose?
And she's like, I fucking knew it. Is that what my mom sounds like to you? What was that again? How did she say my name?
I've never met her. Jose?
You've never met my mom?
No.
That's right. I mean, I haven't met your mom, so I guess that makes us even.
You haven't met my mom?
No.
Wow.
I know. You know what? How about we have a podcast one time where the moms hop on?
I don't think that's exactly necessary.
My mom's funny. My mom is... Hold on. I'll tell the story in a moment. So once upon a time when Linda and I were when we first started dating, our parents, my mom got on the phone with her mom. And they didn't like the amount of time we were spending together. They're like, you know what? They're both working hard. They're both wasting their money on each other. So they should no longer be together. And then they were both like, agreed. And they're like, okay, great. So they're broken up. Cool. I'll enforce it. You'll enforce it. I'm like, how the fuck are you gonna enforce a breakup? Like, you can't. There's nothing you can do to two grown ass people. I'm like, yes, we may not have life figured out yet, but you cannot dictate our relationship just because you guys aren't a fan of us or whatever.
Yeah, like you don't have the right to do that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I could imagine my mom doing that, being like, you know what? My son probably needs a co-host who can sing or who can talk in Spanish. My mom's not racist, but I would feel like my mom would want like a very Sábado Gigante Don Francisco kind of show for me. Like something that, like, she's like, you need to be on Power 106. I'm like, no. It's funny. My mom listens to this podcast from time to time. Every now and then she'll be like, you know, you said this thing. I never said that. Or she whenever I impersonate her, I don't do like a stereotypical because my mom doesn't sound like a stereotype, but every now and then I'll be like, ay, mijo. And she'll be like, I don't talk like that. I'm like, you call me mijo and cabrón all the time. I'm like, but she'll mention something that's on the podcast every now and then. I'm like, I have to make sure I don't say this or that because she's going to.
That's funny. She's like, I listened and that Ariel does a terrible impression of me.
Yeah, no. Does your mom ever listen to these podcasts? Does she know what a podcast is?
Nope. And I like it. I like it that way. Because everything I do, my mom's like, send it to me. And I was like, send you my audition tape? No. No, mom.
Is your mom on social media?
Everything is amazing.
Is your mom on social media?
She's on Facebook.
Okay, so if I were to send her a message, be like, hi, my name's Jose. I work with your daughter.
She knows about the podcast.
Gotcha. What if we send her a link? Because she can listen to it on the internet.
Yeah, no, she can, but good luck.
Gotcha.
I'm not afraid. If she finds it, she finds it, but...
That's true. You haven't really done anything or said anything crazy on here. Like, you're not going to lose your career someday because of this podcast.
And put it this way, there's nothing I could say that would be crazier than what my mom has said in my lifetime, so she would not be quick to be like, get out.
That's true. My mom did tell me once, she goes, you do put yourself out there too often. You too easily, like you're too vulnerable, you're too open with your listeners. I was like, I'm not saying that's what this podcast is, but I have to have some kind of honesty in this process. Just a smidge.
Yeah, it's like I do this, like they're my listeners.
Mom, I do it for my fans. I have over 200.
I do it for the gram.
I do it for the gram. I have over 200 people that I just can't let down, Mom. Okay. You don't understand my pain. You don't understand my art.
They love me.
Ariel,
they respect me, Mom.
Ariel, we need to have your mom on the podcast. I have a feeling that when we talk to your mom, that she's gonna.
She was on the two B's back when we had it.
She was on the what?
Two B's.
What is that?
Two B's in the pod. The
podcast, your podcast that you had with your friend.
Yeah, she was on an episode of that.
Yeah.
She's so much more like Liz than she is like me.
That's funny. You know what we need to do is we need to have Liz on this podcast.
We should.
Yeah,
we should.
We need to do that.
Oh, you'll be our third. You get to be our third, Jose.
I get to be your third what?
Oh, you don't know about the third?
No.
It's like this entity that Liz and I create with whoever the third person is hanging out with us, where Liz and I will get into this weird zone where we're like tit for tat on like memories, jokes. We're just vibing on the same wavelength, and the third person just sitting there like, oh, they don't need me for this.
Oh, I see. So I'm already obsolete in this third scenario.
Everyone is like, we're trying, our goal, what we're seeking is a third who can hang and be a third. Like the third is actually our search. We've been in search for a third, uh-huh. Someone who could be our third, like the triangle, and we could just all like vibe off of each other. And we've had many contenders that look like they were going to be the thing.
Gotcha.
And they've all failed us.
Okay.
Not because it's their fault. It just wasn't the right vibe. They were great people, but it's like a third is a very delicate thing to find.
Gotcha. I'm picturing like a Harvey Kinkle to Sabrina.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I know exactly what you're talking about, but sure. Yeah. No, I know Sabrina the Teenage Witch. It's more than that. It's like it's like Three's Company. We're like the two chicks, you know, and we need our John Ritter.
Oh, okay. So I would be the John Ritter in this Three's Company scenario.
If you made it as a third.
I see. So what does one do? Like, what is the application process for being the third?
Basically, all a third has to do is not get sick of us.
I mean, I can probably do that. I'd assume, you know what? I think I would be on board with this up until there's like some kind of argument. And if you guys make me pick a side, I'd be like, you know what, you guys, what? Hold on. I'm getting a phone call and then I just run away. I think, you know what? I accept the challenge. I will try to be the third. I will do my best to be the third. And if I cannot live up to your expectations, then I will graciously bow out. But I have faith in me. I have been both a third wheel and have had a third wheel, so I know how to handle it from all fronts.
Well, I will say, though, that Travis has been a pretty great third every time we've been together. So you have competition.
See, that's the problem then. I can't be a third. You already have a third. Just because he's not an official.
We don't have an official third.
True, but here's the problem. When there's a placeholder third or a temporary third, then Travis and I would be competing against one another. Travis is Liz's boyfriend, by the way, in case those listeners who are trying to figure out this very specific to only us conversation. I feel like there'd be too much competition. And at the same time, neither one of us is actually trying to compete, but there would be this weird sort of like, all right, you two got to wrestle each other now kind of thing. And I would win because I'm a massive person.
I don't know. He's doing pretty good.
All right, fine. You guys need to create
A fourth.
Like a course. Yeah. No, like I was gonna say like some kind of course, like a challenge kind of event.
Be our third.
Like a decathlon kind of thing where we have to complete all these tasks to determine who becomes the third. Oh my god. All right. Let's do that.
Will you be our third?
If that isn't a TV show already, ABC with your fucking competition shows, imagine that being a show, the third. Who will be the third wheel? And then, you know, I want to complete the tricycle. I want to be the tricycle completion person. Is that a goal to have? Is that aiming too low?
I could try it. Like, look. There can be a competition. There's enough of us to go around, but it's like for a true third, man. Oof.
Yeah,
it's hard. It's hard to be our third because, you know, you've seen us go on a tangent. We can go far, far away.
That is true. I mean, you guys can essentially, I will disappear as far as you guys, like I will cease to exist once you guys really get into it. But I think that's when I bring out my slinky. You know, and just, you know, keep my, a third needs to be very self-reliant. I understand that. A third.
Exactly. They have to be okay with being like, oh, they're in that. Okay. Yeah.
I've been ghosted out of a group conversation. I can.
You wouldn't be ghosted though. It would just be like, you got to hang back a little bit.
Gotcha. So I become an extra. You know what? I'm like a featured extra on a TV show. Where it's
exactly.
Like, I'm just in the background. And then every now and then you're like, hey, can someone hand me a pen? And then I reach forward and try not to stand out as I hand the stars a pen. And then I just disappear in the back. That's, see? See, Mom, I told you I could make something of myself. You just had to believe. Yeah. All right. Ariel.
That's basically what it is.
What's that?
I said that's basically what it is.
Yeah. I got to wrap this up. Food is
waiting. All right. Well, I got to go. So
okay, hey, I gotta get going, so we'll talk soon.
All right, cool, that's perfect because I actually got to bounce. So I hope that doesn't mess up your plans.
Son of a gun! All right, cool. take care. Follow Ariel, you guys. She makes soap and she also
masks.
Oh, she makes masks. Oh, by the way, so I know you said you made me one, so I gotta go pick it up soon.
Yep.
It's right here in front of me. I had one made by a relative who made it too big, and when it expands, first of all, it covers half of my face, and then the sides. I'm like, all you gotta do is give it like a half inch all around compared to a regular size mask. So I'm just letting you know that now. I don't know if you made the mask. Oh, actually, you did make the mask. So we'll see.
Yeah, it did.
I'll just use safety pins. I'll use safety pins and fix it in post if I have to. But so hit up Ariel for masks or for soap. She makes the soap herself. She's not like unboxing Dove bars and scratching the name off. So hit her up, Ariel J. Washington. Ariel spelled with an A-E. R-I-A-L, by the way, because she's cool like that. And then at I am Jose Chavez, awkwardlysocialcomedy.com, and all that fun stuff. Ariel, take it easy, be well, and
stay COVID free.
Will do. I mean, I lick all the doorknobs when I go outside, but that's just me.
Me too.
That's cool. We're friends like that.
They're delicious.
See ya.